नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय powers and thus and story of Dhritarashtra is presented here in this chapter. So he was in the house of, in the palace of Yudhishthir Maharaj and other Pandavas. So he was taking shelter there. He was thinking, oh, I'm secure here in this palace. But then Vidura had to come and just destroy his conceptions by his strong words. And then now he realized that actually he was in a very dangerous situation, very precarious situation, and he should take shelter somewhere else. So we know, as we know, that just as a common sense, if someone tells us, okay, in this part of the city there is great danger, so we generally won't go there. And especially we won't go there to take shelter. Okay, this is a dangerous place, let's go there, we'll be secure. No, any intelligent person won't do like that. Only a foolish person will do. So same way we see Dhritarashtra, he was thinking that, okay, my sons have died, but now I'm secure in the palace of Yudhishthir Maharaj. But Vidura came and he said, no, you are in a very dangerous situation. Just see, you are about to die. You have become old. You should take shelter of Krishna now. So here, then he understood. So all these pastimes are given here so that we can choose our shelter. So this choice of shelter is the most important thing in life. Because people are busy in life, they are working, studying, doing this, doing that, but everything is on material platform. But we, as human beings, we must understand that who our real shelter is, where we should seek our shelter. Otherwise it's animal life. As we know that famous verse from Hitopadesh, Ahar Nidra Bhaya Maithunam Cha Samanya Metat Pashubi Naranam Dharmo Hitesham Adhiko Visheshu Dharmena Hina Pashubi Samanam. So these four things are common between men and animals. So eating, sleeping, mating and defending. So animal is a very, has a very simple life. He has a some place to live, something to eat. Bird has a nest. It thinks that, okay, it's safe there. It lays its eggs and the small birds come. So they all are very secure in the nest. It's a very simple life. So we can't tell these animals and birds, okay, you should take shelter of higher things, because they can't understand. They are very tightly bound by laws of material nature. So they are acting instinctively. They are just doing those four things. But to humans, we can actually approach and tell them that, what are you doing? You are just acting like other animals and birds and reptiles and insects. Very simply, you are living very simply. So you should endeavor for self-realization, athato brahma jigyasa. So now you have to choose a better shelter rather than just these very petty material shelters, which are temporary. So these are very temporary. So we won't take shelter in these temporary places. So here in today's verse we see that by inspiration of Vidura, Dhritarashtra understood that my real shelter is at lotus feet of Krishna, and that's why he left for Himalayas. And Gandhari, who was a chaste wife, she followed her husband. So we can see, we can actually, in this, especially this special month of book distribution marathon, Srila Prabhupada's marathon, we have this chance to approach these people and tell them, like Vidura is approaching Dhritarashtra. So we just say, in a similar way, we all can try and approach these. So in one of the purposes it says there are so many Dhritarashtras in this day and age, so we can approach. all these people who are acting in the same way as Dhritarashtra, and we can tell them to take shelter of Krishna. And here these words are used in this verse. Bhratra, his brother, and Swabharyaya, his own wife. So these relationships, when we see, people are acting on a very selfish level. So based on me, I and mine. So I, they don't even have a conception of proper I, like what's the real ego. Due to false ego, they think I means this body, or at most this mind. So I means the body, and mind means whatever is related to the body. So this is just extended selfishness. So one takes care of his or her own body and mind, and also tries to take care of those related to the body, the blood relations or friends, near relatives, like that. So although this looks like, oh, okay, I have so many friends, so many relatives, I care for them, I wish them happy birthday, I send nice gifts, I attend the weddings, so I have very good relations. But this is very, these are very shallow relationships. As we see in the story of Chitraketu Maharaj, that how he prayed, he begged the sages, Angira Rishi, that he wanted a son, and he got a son, and then later he died. Harsha Shok. He was the cause of his harsha or happiness, and he was the cause of his shoka or lamentation. And it's described there what was his condition. When he came to know that his son has died, he was running towards the chamber where his son was, and he was crying with his mouth open. For a man to cry like that openly, it means he is really distressed and he is lamenting. So, in that, then further in that story, that how Narad Muni he came and brought the son back to life for some time, and the son told this philosophy, great philosophy, in front of his parents and other members, residents of the palace. And he said, okay, he was pointed out, okay, where are your parents? He said, which parents? I've had so many parents. So this life is so temporary, we don't even remember our loved ones from the last life. And we have had millions of lifetimes. So where are they? So it is said, family members, they meet like when in a current of river, there are many straws or particles. So sometime due to the current they are together, and then further down the stream they are separated. So same way we have our family members. So people think I and mine. Okay, I am this body and my family members, they are related to this body, so they are mine. But this is very temporary. Very soon they will be separated. The bodies will be separated. But here we see the real conception of I and mine that Vidura is presenting. Although he is brother, Dhritarashtra Saha Bhratra, Bhratra is the brother, but now he is acting on the real platform of the soul. He is not acting just as his the blood relation. He is acting even beyond, on the soul platform. So now he understands, okay, although Dhritarashtra is my brother, but ultimately he is a part of Krishna. Mamai Vansho Jeev Loke Jeev Bhuta Sanatana. Everyone is a part of Krishna. So when we see everyone as part of Krishna, then we can have real relationships with them. So that's the thing. We can learn also from this verse, like with our brothers, sisters, parents, husband, wife, how we should deal. We should deal not on the only on the bodily platform, but much beyond, on the soul platform, spiritual platform. So that's what Vidura is explaining. So in this way actually our conception broadens. In Nectar of Devotion, either in introduction or preface, propensity to love. The soul has a propensity to love. But how is it possible to expand that love so that we can love all living entities? So the answer to that is Krishna consciousness. When you serve Krishna, it's like watering the root, and then all the whole tree, all parts of the trees, all the leaves, twigs, branches, everything is satisfied. So same way, if we serve Krishna, so then not only we are satisfying our family members in ultimate sense, but all living entities of the universe, of the creation. Because Krishna is the root. So that's how a pure devotee, he doesn't discriminate. So here Vidura is preaching to Dhritarashtra because he is his brother, he had compassion. You know, he would not have come back to the palace, but he came to instruct him. So same way, it's not that he is only restricting his preaching only to Dhritarashtra. No, he, for him, everyone is, he's seeing everyone as soul, and he's seeing them as his brothers and sisters. So that's why, especially for preaching purpose, we of course try to preach to our family members as far as possible. Sometimes it takes a long time for them to understand, and some of them take very quickly. And we, at the same time, we don't only restrict our preaching only to our family members, we extend it by Harinam Sankirtan, book distribution, prasadam distribution, we extend it much further. We see everyone as our brothers and sisters, our family members. So it was said, Prabhupada, it was predicted, Prabhupada can actually build a house in which whole world can live. So this International Society for Krishna Consciousness is that home where everyone can live. And when we are in this same home, so we are all related to each other. We are brothers and sisters, and uncles and aunts, like that, according to the age. So, like that, we are all family members. We help each other to go towards Krishna, and we take help from others also. So it's like a reciprocal relationship, like that. So in Bhagavad Gita, it is said, a real sage, a real yogi, how he acts is, Atma Pamyena Sarvatra Samam Pashyati Yojuna Sukham Vayadi Vadukham Sa Yogi Paramamata. So there it says, Atma Pamyena. What a real yogi does is, he compares everyone to himself or herself. Now he thinks, a real pure devotee thinks, oh, this other person is just like me. Right? And also there is a famous saying, exact one, but just paraphrasing, that you do to others what you would do unto yourself, right? You treat others as you would be like to be treated. So that's a pure devotee. He understands, oh, my body is suffering in this material world, so my body is feeling pain, pleasures of this material world, old age, disease, all these things. So these other people are also suffering. So in that sense, he sees everyone equally. By Atma Pramena, by comparing to himself, Samam Pashyati, he sees everyone equally. That, oh, everyone is like me. So then, Sukham Vayadi Vadukham. So he sees that, oh, everyone is enjoying or suffering just like me. And then he is a real yogi, Krishna is telling Arjuna. That he, such a person is a real yogi, real devotee, so who can see others equally. So that's why in preaching endeavors we have to see everyone equally. Everyone is Krishna's path. Some is covered in to a lesser degree, some to a more degree. So why in our preaching endeavors, when we approach someone, we must give them a very good quality association. So when we have fruitive mentality to, when we approach someone that, oh, how can I take something out of this person, then that person's heart won't be touched. There's in Leelamrita last part, there's the first chapter, its whole chapter is dedicated to book distribution. how when in around 1971 when it actually started, that devotee Buddhi Manta Prabhu, when he went to the gas station and he gave a book there for the petrol, and then it started like that. So the whole chapter is given, and because it started and devotees got excited that, oh, it can be done, you know, you can give not only small maxims but even big Krishna books, you know, massive books to people, they will give money. And devotees were just ecstatic. Then they started, there was Tripurari Maharaj, they started going to airports, Los Angeles airport, Chicago airports. So it was became ecstatic, and they used to ask Prabhupada about many questions, how to dress and all the details, and Prabhupada used to answer them. They used to send him reports, and he said, oh, this is the service most dear to me. So he used to get very happy when he used to get reports. And the first time during Christmas, 26th January, 25th January, December, they broke all the records. They distributed hundreds of books. Even one devotee distributed hundreds like that. So they were all excited. So there we see that how this preaching, we can see everyone equally. So when we distribute, we try to help them in a compassionate mood. And Prabhupada used to say, he said, in those letters and various letters when he he's actually one letter would become like a sensation, and a whole world, all devotees would discuss that. At one place he said, distribute books, distribute books, distribute books, like that. And that became like, many devotees put that on their lockers, and they used to see that and get inspiration, pray to Prabhupada, go out and distribute whole day for hours like that. And then one time he said, you go out, distribute books, but if you irritate someone, you are a rascal. So this is the thing. This is the thing. When we go out, we have to have a quality reciprocation. We may not be successful in first interaction, but any person who comes in touch with a devotee, either in temple or during book distribution or while we are serving in Crossways restaurant or anywhere, as soon as a person comes in touch with us, we should give him or her a very nice exchange, so that person thinks about it, oh, these people are good. So then eventually, when we are creating that goodwill among people, so that just accumulates slowly, slowly, and then we see the whole world changes like that. So people need these loving exchanges. Basically, their life is very dry, very dry. On the material platform, Maya kicks them every day on the face. So when they see this loving exchange, this selfless exchange of a devotee, then there is a chance. And then eventually our preaching is successful. And because we are doing this preaching on basis, we are representing Prabhupada. For pleasure of Prabhupada. So when we do in this way, then our preaching is really effective. So then we are setting this example of a real person, how a human being should act. And in these scriptures, we see these examples. So here, example is shown by Vidura, of course, but in this verse we saw that how Gandharya cha swabharyaya. So Gandhari also, she is a very amazing example. She is a very chaste wife. It was arranged that he was going to be married to Dhritarashtra, and she came to know he's blind. So she said, okay, I won't also see. And she put a cloth around her eyes. So that's her chastity. And she gained so many powers. She became so powerful just by following the prescribed duties of a chaste wife like that. So she's setting an example. When Dhritarashtra left, she left with him. And later we'll see how when he left his body, she also left. So in previous days, it used to happen, there was a system of sati, that when the husband used to die and he was being cremated, so in that fire the wife would also enter. So, but these days it's not recommended. In actually, even in Kali Yuga, in recent past, they used to force the widows in the fire of cremation. But then there was one social worker, he stopped it in India. But originally in Vedic system, why was this happening was, Prabhupada mentions in one of the purports in Srimad Bhagavatam, that because the wife is so chaste to husband, when husband dies, she feels separation. So the fire, Prabhupada mentions that the fire of separation is actually more intense than that fire. So she prefers to enter that fire, because without the husband, she would burn even more. So she would actually say, oh, this is better. And she goes to the same destination like that. So these are the examples given in these scriptures of ideal behavior. So we can take the principles out of these stories and we apply in our life. And then we see how powerful we become, how surrendered we can become, like that, as devotees. So here also it's mentioned that how, now here Narad Muni is speaking, and when Yudhishthir Maharaj asked, oh, where are my uncles and aunt, what happened to them? So now first of all, Narad Muni gave a philosophical understanding that, you know, you are not the maintainer, don't worry, Krishna looks after everyone. So he will look after your uncles also, so don't worry. So now he's actually, in the next few verses, he's going to describe where actually they went. So here also it says they have gone to the southern side of Himalaya mountains, where there are shelters of the great sages. So Himalayas are considered, from the spiritual point of view, very nice place. So there, because there are shelters of sages, and even now there are great sages present there. Narayan Rishi in Badrik Ashram, Vyasdev is still present there, but it needs a special vision to see. As we know, when in recent past, when Madhvacharya, he went to Himalayas, he met Vyasdev and he got his shiksha from him, like that. So there are sages there, but with material vision we cannot see that. Now actually it has become a tourist spot. People go there just to visit and enjoy materially. I remember when I was in school in year 9, so they organized a trip to Nepal, and I went with all the friends and some school teachers. Just on the southern side of Himalaya, as it is mentioned there. So we went to Kathmandu and a few more places just to visit, like a tourist place. And there what we did, pretty much first night and second night, they took us to the casino. There was a big casino in Kathmandu, Holiday Inn or something. And they took us, and there first time we saw all those machines. All the kids were ecstatic to see, you know, coins would fall and, oh, nice game, you know. So this is the education they are, these days they are giving. Okay, let's go to the southern side of Himalayan mountains and you gamble there. So like that. So this is the material vision. You may be able to go to southern side of Himalayan mountains, to Vrindavan, to Mathura, Dwarka, Haridwar, all these holy places, but you cannot see, without a proper vision, you won't be able to see what's the value of these places. That's why we need guidance. So with guidance of Vidura, Dhritarashtra could understand, he could go there and take proper shelter. So very important thing to be discussed here is about the shelter, as we were early part of the class we were discussing. So this shelter is very important, and one pastime that I was reading was of Gajendra, the elephant Gajendra. So he was enjoying in this lake with all the female elephants, and a crocodile attacked him. So then they fought for 1,000 years. And eventually, the elephant became weak, and the crocodile became even more powerful, because he was in his natural position in the water. He was getting his food and nourishment, but the elephant couldn't get that. So although he was very massive, but he became very weak. So this pastime is also discussed in Leelamrita, in the section where Prabhupada came to know that one of his very senior and main, one of his main disciples, he stopped following Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada made so many disciples, they were following, but then slowly first disciple, they started leaving Krishna consciousness. So initially it was a shock for other disciples, other members of ISKCON, that how is it possible? You are like, you get this pure devotion, this best life, and then you leave. How is this possible? And Prabhupada was also very distressed initially. And of course, even later, whenever someone would leave, he would be very distressed, because he, with his full heart, he would have given them love and affection. And if you leave, it's very very lamentable by this by spiritual master. So when this very important disciple left, so then Prabhupada actually mentioned the story of Gajendra, that we are actually in this foreign place. So this is a place of Maya, Durga. This is a fortress of material nature, where this Durga is ruling. So to when you start chanting, start following devotional principles, so it's like we are waging a war against Maya. So we are in foreign land and we are waging this war. So we have to be very careful. We have to keep fighting. So Prabhupada said, you must keep fighting. So some soldiers will die, but we should try as far as possible, we should fight. So he was saying that there is no need to leave Krishna consciousness. If you can't, you know, you take more shelter, ashraya, of one of these four ashramas. So that's why these four ashramas are there. According to the propensity, you can follow in any one of them and you can go back to Godhead. So Prabhupada said, when he saw all these disciples leave, he said, why are they leaving? Okay, if they can't stay sannyasi, brahmachari, they should take shelter of grastha ashram. Ashram means ashraya, you're taking shelter. But you shouldn't stop fighting, that's what he said. You continue fighting with Maya. It's not you just leave Krishna consciousness altogether. So that's why there are concessions given, these different ashramas. We can take shelter there. Somehow we take shelter of hearing and chanting. That's the main thing. These are the 9 processes of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pad Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. So we have to take shelter of all these processes and take shelter of Krishna's mission. So when it says Sakhyam, of course we don't act like, oh yes, Krishna is our friend. In another sense, we can see that we are friendly to Krishna when we are following his instructions. So we are friendly or in line with his teachings of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. There are elaborate teachings given in Bhagavad Gita. Directly Krishna speaks to Arjuna. In 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna speaks to Uddhava. There's so many chapters, Uddhava Gita, so many nice instructions. And instructions of Krishna's representative are as good as Krishna's instruction. So when we take shelter of these instructions, then we are acting in a friendly way to Krishna. We are his friend. He is our friend. It's not that we take, okay, Krishna is our friend, we are doing our service. For example, cleaning this temple room. Okay. Or cooking. Oh, we can. Oh, yeah, we can. Today we'll make, okay, just only one item instead of 5. Because he's our friend, it's okay. He will understand. No, that not in that way. When we serve Krishna, it's in mood of a servant, as a das or a dasi, and then, but in a friendly way, that okay, we will follow all his instructions and we will try to promote his cause. We will try to push his mission. So Prabhupada also used to say that he used to thank all his disciples. Oh, thank you so much, you are carrying out my mission. So we must actually get this feeling that when we try to push Krishna's or Prabhupada's mission, they would be happy. So once we actually understand that our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada and Krishna, will be happy by our endeavor, then actually we can even go higher and try to serve more. Because Prabhupada himself, he said that it's just like Krishna has to come. In Bhagavad Gita it says, why does Krishna come? He has a mission. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, he had some internal confidential reasons. He wanted to see, he wanted to be in the mood of Radharani as a pure devotee. Of an external reason he spread the Sankirtan movement. He called on the call of Advaita Acharya and he spread this Sankirtan movement, his preaching. So Krishna has to come himself, paritarnaya sadhunam vinashaya chatushkritam, to kill the demoniac people, to re-establish the principles of religion and to deliver the pious people. So he has to come. So Prabhupada said, if someone on his behalf does the same thing, he tries to establish principles of religion, he tries to kill the demoniac qualities in Kali Yuga, of course, we don't kill the demons, try to kill their demoniac qualities, and we try to help the devotees. So Krishna is very pleased. If we are trying to follow his instructions and on his behalf we do that, those things. So Prabhupada said, you know, it's like I have to travel all around the world constantly to make devotees, to increase preaching. But if someone else does on his behalf the same thing, he is very pleased. He said, then I can just write books. If you do all those things on my behalf, he is so pleased. So same way Krishna is pleased. So when we actually really realize that actually Prabhupada is pleased by our endeavors, because on his behalf we are trying to do the same thing that he is doing, so then actually we can even go further like that. So just breaking all these bonds, these very shallow, very limited bonds of blood relations, we have to see everyone, our family members and everyone else, as parts of Krishna, and we have to help them to go towards Krishna so that we can help them to take shelter of Krishna, and then they will be safe. So I'd like to end there and ask if you have any questions or comments on what we discussed. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande.